Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We are welcoming Fred Trump back with us this morning. Good morning, Fred. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Well, Angela, thank you. It's always nice to talk with you.
Oh, well, we are so happy to have you again with us this morning. And, you know, we wanted to talk about the election and the aftermath and just find out what you think happened. So what are your thoughts about the election?
Gee, I thought we could talk about football or something.
Well, yeah, tell me, what is going on with the Dallas Cowboys? What is going on with my boys, okay? We're losing.
I have my own problems with my local team, the New York Jets.
So. Oh.
and Dallas was, I was a big fan of Dallas when I was a kid and even older, but I have more worries with my Jets. Anyway, to the election, I wish we had the full day to talk about it. So many thoughts, like with many, have not just trickled through my brain, but, you know, flooded through it. I guess to think what my initial reaction was, and I was down in D.C. I was being interviewed by actually several international media outlets. And after my last one Wednesday night, I got to sit down with one of the production teams, and I said, I don't know who the leader of the Democratic Party is right now. And I know I'm not the only one that says that, but that was my first thought. Who is the one that is going to lead us out of the rubble of what happened last Tuesday? My second thought was, and on this team were several young women, British women, who were on this production team of a show called Good Morning Britain. Mm-hmm. And I looked to them and said, the other thing is, what has Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris's loss meant to women running for the highest office in this country? And I suggested that they take, because you look back in history, you know, Britain had their Margaret Thatcher, Indira Gandhi in India, Golda Meir, the list is long. Those were the two first initial thoughts I had about the election. The other, you know, I was a marketing sales guy in business for 35 years. So messaging is number one. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's easy to go back in time, but, and I have all the respect in the world for Joe Biden, but you can't go from the craziness of Donald's first term and then just turn it around on a dime and say, okay, I'm going to heal everybody. I wish it were that simple. I really do. It's not. And Donald was allowed to get back into the fray. And I was listening to your previous person you were speaking to. Mm-hmm. No, I think this is going to be a much more harsh second term with Donald. He's planned it that way. You can already see with the people that he's bringing in on his cabinet or in other parts of the government.
Yeah.
These are people that have one agenda only, and that's to grab as much power as possible. So I fear for the country. I fear for, as you know, my passionate as advocating on behalf of people with disabilities.
Yeah.
Minorities are going to get hit. I think the Democratic Party has to take a really good, hard look, obviously, at what went down.
Mm-hmm. So as you were talking, I was thinking, and when you mentioned Hillary Clinton and, of course, VP Harris, and mentioning their losses, I was thinking, did they really lose? Did they really lose, or was the election taken from them? I know that we've been doing, I don't know how long you've been listening this morning, or were you just listening before you came on, but we've been featuring a series of just clips of different videos. We wanted to just kind of get a pulse on how America was feeling in the aftermath of the election, and just selected a bunch of random videos of people talking about the election and what happened afterwards, and just getting trying to get a feel for how people were thinking and feeling about it, and just got a wide array of different views on it. And of course, some people think that that the election was the election and they won, or some callers definitely feel that way that we had earlier this morning. And then we have some people who are like, you know, really, how can we do this? How can this happen again? So I'm wondering this is the thing that really has had me going, is how is the election neck and neck all the way up to the day of the election? And then boom, he just completely blows her out of the water, when the whole time they kept saying, oh, it's a neck and neck race. It's a neck and neck race. It's going to be really close. It's going to be really close. And then on election night, it's just boom, boom, boom. And he just buries her. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think that all these people just voted for him? I do believe that there were a lot of people who voted for him. But I don't believe it was that many people that voted for him. I just don't believe that. I don't think he was that popular amongst everybody. What do you think?
Boy, this may be the first time I disagree with you. I haven't heard any talk of, you know, election shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Polls have been wrong in the past, and I got very close with a pollster, and, you know, for 2 months now, he's been saying this thing is as close as he's ever seen. And yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are those the secret Trump voters that we've heard about for years that won't come out and say they're going to vote for him, but then in the end? But is the postmortem and the exit polling comes out, you can see some interesting trends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this morning, just for one,
mm-hmm.
was, is racism embedded in the American experiment? And as you would imagine, you know, white conservatives were high up there. No. Latinos, no. Minority blacks, no. It was white progressives that said that racism was ingrained. The other question I heard this morning was, is America a great country? White conservatives, yes. Latinos, yes. Blacks, yes. White progressives, no. So maybe there's just the progressive bent that the Democratic Party has taken on, and you could tick down the list. Maybe that's really not what the average American, use the word average,
mm-hmm.
Is thinking right now. Another quote I heard is, yes, I fear for, you know, my daughter having abortion rights, but I also fear that she will not be safe on the playing field because mm-hmm. of some transgender person going up against her. Now, that's just a snippet of something I heard on a major cable station today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think the Harris campaign, while Biden's trying to please everybody all the time, you can't do that. You know, sometimes you have to offend your own base, not just to win, but because it's probably the right thing to do.
Yeah. So I was watching 60 Minutes last night, and they were talking about the election, and they were talking to random people about it. And of course, a lot of the people were saying that the reason that they, of course, voted for him was because of the economy. And the second mm-hmm. reason was because they felt like they had a personal connection to him. And that was what attracted them to him, that they felt connected to him. That kind of surprised me a little bit, that people would say that they felt like they had a personal connection to him in that way. Does that surprise you?
In the end, no, it doesn't. And I've said this time and time again, knowing him as long as I have. He's not the guy that wants to go have a sandwich at your local sandwich shop with, you know, a middle-class, lower-middle-class guy. Mm-hmm. But he makes them feel like he would want to and that he's out there protecting them. He's always been great at that. I say it, as I mentioned, time and time again. He has that ability. What was it back in the Obama days? Would you rather have a beer with Obama or with John? You know, it's the same kind of thing. He's a master at it.
I don't know, Fred. I believe you. I definitely agree with what you were saying in the beginning, that you thought that the second term would be much harsher than the first term. But I'm just not sure what we should expect. I just don't think that it's going to be anything good for most of us. I think that some people, some very, very wealthy people will fare well. But I think that for the most of us, we are going to be in deep, deep trouble.
I agree with you 100%. 100. And that's why there's no time. Look, I'm exhausted like so many people are exhausted just through the, thank goodness this was a truncated election cycle.
Yeah.
But we're all exhausted. One part of the country is elated, but exhausted. My part and your part of the country, or the feelings are, we're exhausted, but we're deflated.
Yeah.
Well, now's the time to forget about being tired. You got to get out there and start and keep it up. Keep up the energy if you can. You know, find out your passion, what's important to you, fight it. You got to fight it. You just can't say, oh, he's saying something that's so, oh, it's a terrible thing he says. No, you got to call out all this stuff for what it is. And let's see what happens. And I say this all the time, and I'm sure I said it the last time when we were together. When Donald mocked that New York Times report in 2015,
only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And that was grotesque, but the fact that his audience was laughing up with it also. And I said, okay, are those people going to be laughing when they have someone who's disabled in their family that they didn't expect? I'm saying this now. You know, with we'll take the mass deportation for one thing. And I know I mentioned this when we were talking about Project 2025 because you had just had Joy Reid
right
on the show. Oh, yeah, let's get rid of all the migrants. Okay. What happens if a friend of yours' parents are deported for some reason that we can't anticipate right now, but very, very reasonably can become true? You going to laugh about that then?
Exactly. Can I ask you to hold your thought for just one moment? We got to go to break. We'll be right back on the other side. News and Talk 1380 WALK. News and Talk 1380 WALK. You are listening to the WALK Morning Show, and we are joined this morning by Fred Trump. So, Fred, I want to allow you to finish what you were talking about just before the break. You were talking about how people would feel if they had a member of their family who was disabled. Would they think that his making fun of disabled people would be funny if that was their situation?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's not the Christian beliefs I was brought up with.
Right.
You know, everybody is equal. Everybody should be treated equally. And I think we're seeing a really nasty tilt away from that. And it's a shame. It's scary. It's not the beliefs certainly that I, and I'm sure most all of your viewers, or listeners believe in.
Yeah.
I'd like to get back to something simpler and kinder. It's, again, something so easy to say and so hard to do.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a tough 4 years. And I was hearing again this morning, you know, people come, the 2026 election 2 years away and history shows. Let's forget about history for a second. I know if you forget history, you're deemed to repeat it. We can't just anticipate that people are going to get fed up and vote for whatever measures in 2026 or whatever Democratic nominees are out there. We need to start right now to take a good hard look at what happened, why it happened, and fight. And if you have a cause that you believe in, write your local state reps, write your congressmen, write your senators, get involved in programs. Lisa and I have just announced that we are, Lisa and my wife, are in the progress of forming a non-for-profit called William's Journey.
Okay.
That is,
nice.
We are out there for caregiver funding and caregiver training, programs for the disabled that they don't have now. I mean, this is going to be, it's going to be a big push on our part, but sometimes you just can't not depend on the government, but to have to fight against the government, because I am very frightened of what's going to happen. As we mentioned the last time we were together with the Department of Education, is it going to be totally wiped out? That may be part of their plan.
Yeah.
That happens. It affects the disabled. It affects minorities. So we have to be out there vigilant and fight.
What concerns you most about the second term? I know you just mentioned the Department of Education, and I know that that is on the hit list. But what concerns you most about a second term with Donald Trump?
You know, I'll start with the policies, Angela. And it's why I've always been a Democrat. And I go back to when I was a young kid. I was 6 years old when Martin Luther King was assassinated and Bobby Kennedy came out and said perhaps two of the most poignant things I've ever heard. You know, as a six-year-old, I still remember them. That, you know, for those who are black and are upset because a white man shot Dr. King, well, my brother was shot by a white man too. And he went on to say, basically, and this is hopefully an answer to your question, I feel we're at a true crossroads. Mm-hmm. And we have to look deep to what we want this country to be. Do we want it to continue to be the great American experiment of democracy? Or, as perhaps more of a majority says, maybe not so much. I believe in democracy. I believe in our Constitution. I believe in the policies of the Democratic Party, environmental, women's reproductive rights. I I think there has to be sensible gun laws. Those are the reasons why. And I see each one of them under assault right now.
Yeah, they definitely are. I know that it's very concerning for me. A lot, everything is concerning, but especially the reproductive rights. In fact, I was talking to one of my girlfriends yesterday, and she has a daughter. I have daughters. Our daughters are actually the same age. And we were talking about how important it was that we try to protect our daughters by putting them on birth control pills because, you know, I was telling my daughters, I said, you know, you can be walking to your car, you can get raped by somebody and you get pregnant and you stuck, you know, you are stuck, you know, and we were just talking about the fear of even if they did get pregnant and what if the pregnancy went wrong? What if something terrible happened? You know, then you stand the risk of losing your life because you have, you know, a pregnancy that might not make it and you might die as a result of that. And there's nothing that you can do about that.
But Angela, as you know, that's not theoretical anymore. That is happening.
I know. It has happened. I know. But we were talking about our own kids. It happening to us. You know, we were like talking about how close that is to us.
But so, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. And
I mean, please don't get me into a theological discussion. But I thought we were supposed to protect all life.
I know.
But if the life of the mother is in danger and she's bleeding out, her life does not have as much value as the life of an unborn child. Now, again, I'm sure a lot of people will say, what's he talking about? That's horrible. I just don't understand it myself.
I don't either. And I don't know the reasoning behind that. I don't know where that came from, but it is very, very scary.
Well,
I don't have any.
The There's people no that say they respect all life and then they don't.
I know, and then do this. So that's
called hypocrisy or even worse.
Definitely. So let me ask you this. Do you think that it was a fair and square election?
As of now, I haven't heard anything to the contrary. Mm-hmm. And then, when Joe Biden comes out and says it was fair, then it's hard to go back. And that's again, one of the brilliant things about Donald. Right from the beginning, he said it was unfair. Mm-hmm. And people to this day still believe that the 2020 election was unfair.
Mm-hmm. That was because he lost. If he won, it would be, it would be all good, you know.
70% of the Republican Party still believes that it was a lost election. And, you know, while I don't want Joe Biden to go out there and lie, but it was the immediate, it was a fair election. It's over with.
So you haven't heard anything to the contrary yet?
Not in the past 6 days, no.
So I know that there were some concerns about some missing or rejected ballots, some uncounted votes, of course, the bomb threats. I don't know how that factored into the actual results that we had of the election, but I know that some of that did happen.
Well, there was in Oregon and in Washington, there were some ballot boxes that were burnt.
Yes.
I could see the old dirty tricks going on there, but Washington and Oregon were only going Democrat anyway. That's an excuse that it's okay that they were burned down. No, that's horrible and something that's got to be looked into.
How is it that you think that he continues to escape consequences for everything that he does? How do you think that he continues to do that?
He had a mentor when he was young in business, a guy named Roy Cohen, world famous.
You mentioned
nasty
him the
guy.
Last
I knew.
Time.
I knew Roy. He was just, God rest his soul. He was a terrible human being, but he taught Donald two important lessons: just never give in, never admit you're wrong, and he will fight it and fight it and fight it and fight it. And I tell you what, that may be a lesson to be learned for the Democrats. I heard something. Someone said, you've got to say something thousands of times. And if you listen, how many times have you heard the word witch hunt in the past 4 years? How many times have you heard the word rigged disgrace?
More than I can count.
Coming from Donald's mouth, tens of times a day. Kamala Harris came out about a month ago and said, you know, I heard that you have to say something three times to have it drilled into someone's head. I'm like, oh, no. You have to relentlessly say it. And he does it. He gets people to believe stuff that they shouldn't believe.
Yeah. He definitely has got a lock on that. That is for sure.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, we're going to go to a break, and we will be right back. I think we have a caller on the line for you. Are you good with taking any callers this morning?
Sure.
Okay, all right, great. Well, we have a caller on the line for you, so we'll be right back. News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News and Talk 1380 WALK. We are back and we are talking to Fred Trump this morning about the election aftermath. If you'd like to call in, please do so. 404-726-1380 is the number to call. We have Donice on the line. Good morning, Donice.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi. I apologize. I did not call to ask Mr. Trump a question. I called to talk to you, Angela. I apologize. I appreciate the comments that you made earlier about it appears to be obvious that something happened. Something was done. Just like you said, we saw everything was so tight and close.
Yeah.
And we watched that night. And then it's the same thing that happened in 16. When we get to the very end, all of a sudden, all of these ballots are dumped in and Donald Trump is the winner.
Yeah.
I am hoping that lawyers are looking into this as well as whole system in New York, in D.C., because I really believe the Russians had something to do with this. I believe that they're the ones that caused Donald Trump to win. And that is my belief. And we saw this again, the same thing happened in 16. And he has been just too, when they all walked out on the stage, they weren't even walking out celebrating. They were just walking out all nice and calm and cool and collected because they knew that they there was a scam and it was a cheat.
Yeah.
So that's what I call to say.
Well, thank you.
I hope that it's being investigated, whether it's the Russians or the Iranians. We're not crazy. There may have been some of us who did vote for Mr. Trump, but there were a whole lot of the rest of us that voted for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much, Donice. I agree with you, sadly. I definitely agree with you. Thank you so much for calling this morning. D in Atlanta?
The gentleman said he hadn't seen anything speaking to shenanigans over the last few days, but Saturday there were two topics trending on Twitter. One was he cheated. Two was calling for recount, and it was a number of people that were pointed to during the campaign towards the end, him talking about he and Elon Musk had a secret that would, I guess, have things go in their favor. And they were talking about, and granted, I like to research, you know, anything before I put it out, and I still, you know, plan to, but they were pointing it to some kind of app that Elon Musk supposedly developed through something having to do with Starlink and how some votes in California and other places, the voting machines were dependent or hooked up to that, and it had been something to do with the internet. And of course, you know, the Republicans in the discourse, as people were pointing at this, were, you know, ridiculing Democrats for coming off, you know, like basically how they came off when Biden won. They, you know, were calling it conspiracy theories, but there was some video that kept being shown where even that podcast host Joe Rogan made reference to this particular app or program or whatever it is.
Yes.
That was tied to Elon Musk. So, I mean, again, those were two subjects that were trending this past Saturday, with people definitely demanding a recount. So,
yes.
I just wanted to add that to the mix. And, you know, anybody can go and, you know, put those two trending topic hashtags into the search, and they can see, you know, the discussions that were being had.
Thank you. thank you so much for calling, Dee, and for sharing that. So she was mentioning that two topics that were trending on Twitter were cheating and demanding a recount, and that the kind of suspicious behavior and what Joe Rogan said. So, you know, it does make you wonder, you know, Fred, how he was able to say, I don't need your votes. You know, he said that a couple of times during his rallies. I don't need your votes. Or you only have to vote for me once. Or his do nothing rallies where he just basically was doing nothing or saying nothing except silly, childish things, making fun of people, or how the newspapers didn't want to pick a candidate, which is something that's an age old tradition. And all that has to be because he knew that he was already going to win. There's something rotten, if I may quote Macbeth, in the state of Denmark, okay? There is something rotten in the state of Denmark. As Dee said, we are not crazy. Was it Dee or Donnie? One of them said it. Well, I'm saying it for both of us. We are not crazy. Something happened. I don't know what, and I don't know how, and I don't know who did it, but something is awry. Do you see that? Or you just, because you haven't heard it, you're not saying.
I've really not heard anything yet. While I am on Twitter, I don't follow Twitter. Mm-hmm. Interesting how Elon Musk is the head of Twitter. But let me say this. Follow any evidence that's out there. But the number one problem in my mind was when Joe Biden, the current president of the United States, comes out the next day and says, this election was fair and honest, and let's move on.
So, I think he was saying that because he was trying to keep the calm. He, of course, obviously can't show his hand, or maybe at that point he might not have had. And that was a question I was going to ask you was, do you think that there is any intelligence? Well, you just are basically saying no to this. But I was wondering if you thought at any point, if President Biden did get some intelligence to suggest that there's some cheating before the inauguration, that something should happen. Because I believe that he will. I don't know when he'll get it, but I believe that the United States, unlike Donald, who did not trust his own intelligence, I believe that our intelligence agencies are superior, and I believe that they know. But that wasn't something that he could say. Obviously, he couldn't come out and say that the day after the election, you know, because he would be doing what Trump has been doing. So he couldn't come out and say that then. So he had to, you know, kind of not show his hand. But I believe that they will have some intelligence that will come out that will suggest that. Now, what they can do and how they'll handle that before the inauguration, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, if they do come down with credible evidence and there's a reason to move forward with investigating it even further, I will come down and personally eat my hat at your radio station, and I will be happy to do so.
Well, we will definitely hold you to that. You know that.
Okay.
So we have Bernice from McDonough. Bernice, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, what's on your mind this morning?
Okay, I do have a couple of questions for Mr. Trump and for you as well.
Okay.
Okay. The first question I want to ask is that, okay, with all the charges that he had and everything, and I have a son, he wanted to vote. And he was told he couldn't vote because he is on probation. Now, how could Trump could run for president with all of these felonies and charges that, you know, that he had? Could you answer that question for me?
I can't.
Okay. I was going to say I'm not a lawyer, so I can't. But all I know, Angela, let me real quick. I said this many times in the past month when Donald did his McDonald's thing and Donald did his garbage truck thing. I mm-hmm. said, you know what the problem with that is? A convicted felon can't work at McDonald's. A convicted felon can't be a garbage guy. So, Angela, go ahead, please. I look forward to what you have to say.
I don't know. Bernice, I can't tell you the answer to that. I can tell you that it shouldn't be. If he can run for president, your son should be able to vote. And yeah, anybody right. else who has anything on their record should be able to vote and get a job. So I don't know. I can't tell you. I cannot tell you why. I will ask you to hold, though. Let me ask you to hold because we got to go to break and we'll pick you up on the other side. We'll be right back. News and Talk 1380 WALK. News and Talk 1380 WALK. We are back on the WALK Morning Show. Bernice, so you had another question. What was your question?
Okay, so can you, who do I can contact to ask that question? Because that has been bothering me, you know, quite some time, because I just need to know. I mean, it just don't sound right to me. It's not right. It's not fair. Okay. And then this is not a question. This is a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Kamala Harris, she did run a good president, you know,
campaign.
She did run it very well. And I believe that the ones that did not vote for her because she's a woman, and the color, that's my belief.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people have problem with women being in charge.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also because of her color, because she's black, that's mm-hmm. my belief.
Okay.
So, but
well,
I
a lot of
like
people
get
feel
that
like
information
you.
From you if you can, you know, direct me to the right direction where I could get that answer, because it's just unheard of. It really is.
Angela, can I just chime in real quick with a
yes.
suggestion? Again, I'm not an attorney, but Bernice, and thanks for the questions. You may want to seek out your local ACLU office. They may be a good starting point for you to figure out why your son was not allowed to vote because of probation. But just to get back to what I was saying before, there have been women leaders of major countries.
Yeah.
I'm still curious why it has not happened here. And Kamala ran a good campaign. She was under under the gun, if you will, for you know having such a short span. But let me just say this, if I could. I understand all the callers and Angela, your issues with potential voter irregularities.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thought again. I understand it, but please don't let that get in the way of starting to get involved right now with any cause that you have passion for that you think is going to be under siege over the next 4 years. Let's not keep our eye off the ball. Like I said, Lisa and I have started WilliamsJourney.org. We plan on doing this for many, many, many years in the future to raise funds for caregivers and programs for the disabled.
Okay.
How many other hundreds of causes are out there that are going to need our help? So, yes, I understand the worry about voter irregularity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put our energies towards getting back to the democratic values we want, because right now, from what I'm seeing, we're going to be going backward, and we don't want to go backward in this country.
That is definitely true. And thank you so much for that advice. By the way, Bernice, I have a number for you for the ACLU that you might call. And I agree with Fred. That might be a really good starting point for you. So the number for the ACLU is 770-303-8111. So that's 770-303-8111. All right. And so we got another caller for you, Fred. We have Sheila in Atlanta. Sheila?
Yes. Hi. Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good. Good.
Good morning,
I have a couple questions. First of all, I called it earlier to say that for some reason in my home, I can't get WAOK on my phone. And as well as in my car now. I'm not crazy. But listen, these comments are really directed to just a conversation, not for an answer from your guest.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this and just to find out what is the project that will be going against our country, because I know that Iran is good friends with Putin, and Putin is good friends with China, and China wants Taiwan, mm-hmm. and Putin wants Ukraine as well as Poland and whoever else he wants, you know, full control maybe. I just don't know where this is headed in the puzzle to this, you know, because are they all going to and I forgot about North Korea. North Korea
is
assisting Russia because, you know, with the because they want weapons and I forget what else. But anyway, they're all together.
Right.
Okay. So basically, where does that leave the United States? So if the current.
In bed with the rest of them. In bed with the rest of them. I'm just going to tell you.
Angela, as usual, you summed it up perfectly well.
In bed with the rest of them.
They will be able to get all the things that they want in these other countries, but then there's the United States. And we know that, and China wants Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the United States have chips made for our country, for our cell phones and all this stuff. So this is all a demise just to really go after the United States eventually. You know, I'm really terrified. I'm terrified. As far as the election, I have issues with that as well. We know that he didn't even go after Nikki Haley's voters. Mm-hmm. He didn't even care about them. He didn't really care about anything. He kept telling us over and over again, he has all the votes he needs.
Yeah.
You don't have to vote.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
And as far as the lady that called in about the app on the that Rogan
mentioned
on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew the results coming in 4 hours before it was even known. How is that possible? And then your guest mentioned Biden didn't come out with the consent saying that, you know, something is wrong or whatever. Well, I have respect for President Biden. He's done a whole lot of good, but if him as well as other Democrat Party, they're just very weak. They don't fight back. These people don't come with toy guns. They come with to really fight. So basically, just because Biden didn't say anything, that doesn't make it okay.
Right.
You know, a full investigation needs to be done, and I just don't know how this is going to work because they control everything. They have the money. Elon Musk is the richest man in the world now. So I really don't know. I know.
I understand your fears. Well, let me say this one. We have been getting a lot of calls this morning with the reception problem with some people calling in saying that they've been unable to pick up WAOK. So you're not crazy about that. So there is something that's happening there. United States, Russia, North Korea, and Russia are all in bed together. Elon Musk is very much a part of that. He was a part of it. And so Elon Musk is now connected to Trump. So again, that puts the United States in bed with the rest of them, just as I said. Now, what they're going to do in bed, I don't know, but they are in there together. We got one more caller, Fred. I want to get on. His name is Flavor King. Good morning, Flavor King.
God bless you, Sister Angela Green, and your guests and all the beautiful people.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the main reasons I'm calling you, sister, is because I want you to get this job.
Oh, thank you, Flavor King. That's
all right, so
sweet.
Okay, but you finna get this work. I'm just saying, you know how it goes.
Put all it right. in.
Okay. The sisters, mainly, I want y'all to stop worrying. Please.
We can't stop worrying. Are you serious? We don't have any reproductive rights. Are you serious? How can you not worry about that?
Let me say it like this. Most of y'all ain't nobody finna never try to rape y'all. Go look in the mirror. So
ain't even just about rape though, Flavor King. Anybody who's married, a married couple who's pregnant together, a husband and wife can have a pregnancy that fails, and what happens? Like, right. as Fred Trump was saying, it's already happening. We have a story here in Georgia of a young lady who died.
But see, that's what I'm saying. See, you make a spirit rise. Let's talk about what God got to say about it. Do you believe in God, first of all, and the Bible, and that he's real? See, this is the spirit of Jezebel. That's what I'm feeling, sister, with all of y'all rising up with y'all rights to kill the babies. That's child sacrifice. And you're talking about, we won't go back. Like it's going to be slavery again. And these folks then told you, the new slaves speak Spanish, if it's going to be some slaves. Or they ain't going to say nothing at all because they're going to be robots. So the other part of us, the ones who really know, we didn't want to go back neither. And where y'all was taking us to the days of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's who God has spoken. You see all this stuff Trump
Labor King.
Down
now. Labor King. Yeah. Labor mm-hmm. King. Thank you so much for calling. We got 1 minute left. I got to wrap it up with our guest. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for your kind words. Brett Trump, we got 1 minute left. Thank you so much for coming back with me this morning. I have appreciated
Angela,
having
I
you.
The last great time we spent together with some great calls. I know I remember at least two of them said that I should have run for vice president. Now I'm listening to Flavor King.
Flavor King is, you know what, he keeps it real every time he calls. We love Flavor King.
He already knew also from the last time. But who knows if I were the vice presidential nominee? Maybe it would have been a different story.
Maybe it would have been. Well, hopefully we'll have you back again sometime. But thank you so much for being a sport and coming and talking with us again this morning. It's been a pleasure having you on this morning.
I always enjoy it. Please say hi to Brenda for me.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry I disappointed her.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Thank you so much.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.